Rabbi Avraham Moshe Lampin.
Bereshis uvimoyer shlite bereshis kol akul akudish zei. We're now in the 4 days between Yom Kippur and Sukkos. It's said in the name of the Heilige Chassam Sofer in his young years. These 4 days between Yom Kippur and Sukkos were such a big, he felt so elevated, so uplifted, he couldn't even be mitzamtzim his head to learn. And then he was misaking his different shiras, different neginim. Some Sofer was misaking his neginim, he made his neginim in these 4 days between Yom Kippur and Sukkos. He was such a big madrag, he was so...
Peter.
Said he gave
away a lot of his
for his Shire. Yeah, he made poems. Yeah. Heilige Pietim from the Shire from the Zmaibischen. Al Kapunim now a Pasha Zini and we're days between Kippur and Sukkos. Let me mention the Indian with Nagaya Pasha Zini, which is Nagaya to Hemshech with Kippur and Sukkos. The Pusik writes this week, said at the beginning of the Parsha, Ki Shayim Hashem Ekru Hovi Goyder Alekaini. This is an interesting chart from the Ba'ayim Ma'am Chaim on this Pusik. Ki Shayim Hashem Ekru Hovi Goyder Alekaini. The Gemurah tells us in Yima, from this Pusik we darshan, Ki Shayim Hashem Ekru, when the Kohen Gudel mentioned the Shayim HaMefoyrish on Yom Kippur in the Beis HaMikdash, 10 times he mentioned the Shayim HaMefoyrish, the Yidin should say, like we say in the Avoida, that when the Kohen Gudel mentioned the Shema Mefoyrish, Yoitze, Pi Kohen Gudel, B'tisha V'tahara, Hoi Koyrem, Shtach V'moide, and they said, Burer Shayim, Kohen Gudel, what brings from this Pusik, Kishayim Hashem Ekru, when the Kohen Gudel will say the Shema Mefoyrish, Hovi Goydel Alekain, you should give greatness for the Haibish, you should say, Burer Shayim, Kohen Gudel, and what? Oh, I'm bald redden. So do say at the Santa Pshat from the Shlua, you mentioned a good kasha. So at Santa Pshat from the Shlua Kudish. The Shlua Kudish brings in the name of the Tzroir Hamoir, a Frierge, there's a Pusik in Pashas Yisroi, Bechol Muke Masha Azkir Eshemi, Uwe Leicho Verachtichu. So the Choyre is a Schwerkeit. The Pusik should say, Bechol Muke Masha Tazkir Eshemi. Why does it say on the Eibush himself, B'chol Mukim, every place, Asha Askir Eshmi, though I will mention my name, Uve Leichu Avarachti, it's a chain, B'chol Mukim, Asha Taskir Eshmi, which means the Besamikdish, but you will mention my name, Shemam Foyrish, Uve Leichu Avarachti, I'll come and I'll bless you. What's Pshat Askir Eshmi? Says the Tzchoy Ramoyer, as Be'emes Naran, even the Kohen Gudel was a tzaddik, it wasn't possible for him to say him by himself, the Shemam Foyrish, B'kdish of Tahare. It was such a big madreige saying this Shem HaMefoyrish. It wasn't possible for a human being to be able to be masked in the Shem HaMefoyrish on Yom Kippur. What was then? Like we find by Matan Torah, Moshe Yedabe VaHashem Pelekim Yeneni Bekoil, which Rabbeinu just, it was Shchidim HaDeberes Metoch Groine B'Shas Matan Torah. The MS says that Tzchoy Ramor, even a Kohen Gudel was a madreige, wasn't able to mention by himself the Shem HaMefoyrish of the Eibishter. But was then the Eibishter put in the words into his mouth, and he said, and it came out, B'shchinim adres b'toch groin. So he took the Tzchoy Ramor. So that's Pshat. B'chol murkoim asher askir es shemi. I will mention my name. It means that it's going to the Bas HaMikdash. B'shas, Yid will be the Bas HaMikdash. B'chol murkoim asher askir es shemi. It wasn't the Kohen Gudel himself who mentioned the Shem HaMefoyrish on Yom Kippur. It was the Eibishter who put in the Shem HaMefoyrish into the mouth of the Kohen Gudel. It came through his mouth. Says the Tzchoy Ramoy, that's Pshat. We say in davening, it doesn't say he brought it out. Yoitzai went through his mouth. The Eibishter put in the words into his mouth. So, Afilia Kohen Gudel, who wasn't this Madreige, since it was the Shlich of Kal Yisrael, the Shem HaMefoyrish came through his mouth. So it doesn't say Moitzi, he put out with his mouth. No, Yoitze went through his mouth. And we also say in the Avoide, V'af hi hoyu mischaven ligmoir es Hashem k'neged ha'mevorchim. As the Kohen Gudel, wanted to finish the Hashem, together with the Yidin saying Baruch Hashem, and then he said Teturi. So he says the Rabbi, V'af hi hoyu mischaven ligmoir. He didn't say the Hashem by himself, he was only goyim, he only finished it off. He felt that I wish to put the words into his mouth, and he was goyim, he finished off by saying the words, but it wasn't his own lushan. Says the Bible, I'm Chaim, and that's Pshat here. Ki Shayim Hashem Ekru, it's going to the Eibishter. The Shayim Hashem, the Eibishter, will say the Shem Hashem. And Hovi Goyd Lelekaini, the Yin should say Bur Shayim. Kiptos, the Indian of the Shem Am Feurish, that came out of the mouth of the Kohen Gudel, was a gewaltige Gili, where it was so great, such a big Madreige, that even the Kohen Gudel himself, wasn't possible for him to say the Shem Am Feurish. It was Yoitzim Pekon Gudel, Askir Shemi, Kishay B'Shem Ekru, and the Eibish to put the words in his mouth, V'av, hi hoi mescham ligmoir, as Hashem, K'neged ha'mevorchim, he only finished off by saying it, what his own nush. Now, yesterday was the day after Yom Kippur. I once spoke here in Torah way, the day after Yom Kippur, and the Oilem answered the question. Fatzad, the old times, it had a special name. The day after Yom Kippur had a name. Who remembers the name? It used to be called the interesting name. The day after Yom Kippur had an interesting name. Who remembers? I once spoke about it, and I only knew one person mentioned it. Last year I spoke about it, yeah? Yeah. The day after Yom Kippur was called the interesting name. Today it's come out forgotten. Maybe only those. Gottsnomen, yeah. The day after Yom Kippur was called Gottsnomen. God's name. Why is it called Gottsnomen? Gottsnomen. Was it Gottsnomen? Why is it called? It's called Gottsnomen. God's name. Why is it called God's name the day after Yom Kippur? So the Bechut Sheruv brings the Shechen Urech in the name of the Baal Shem Tov. I push the Pshat. Because, I say this in my Shiva, we say HaMelech HaKudosh. And the day after Yom Kippur, we start saying back. Hukai Lakudish, it's God's name. We go back to Hukai Lakudish. We go back to God's name. That's the push of Pshat in Baal Shem Tov. There's an interesting Pshat in the name from the Frie Belzruh. He said an interesting Pshat why we call the Yom Kippur God's name. What's the Indian? The Yerushalmi says, interesting Yerushalmi in Masechta Zime, in Parik Gimel, writes that the Yidden stood around the Kohen Gudel. And those who were near Koivim fell down and said Baruch Shem. Those who were further away only said Baruch Shem. Then says the Yerushalmi in Yibepai Gimel Halucha Zayin, Aili ve'aili, all the Eden, sigh those who were near, sigh those who were far. Lo Yezuzim Misham, they didn't move away from the Kohen Gudel. Ad Shehi Misalim Mehem, they forgot the name. They heard the Shemam Feurish. But they didn't remember it. As soon as they went away, they forgot. Says the Yerushalmi is a pusik in Parsha Shemois. Zei shmi le'oilam. Zei zichri le'doir doir. Says Chazal. Zei shmi le'oilam. Says le'ulam. Zei shmi le'ulam. It's a forgetting given. It's given. If they forgot the Shem. Came to us. As although they heard the Shem on Feurish, Yoitzim, Piko, and Gudel, they forgot it. That's the day after Yom Kippur, they start to speak to each other. Do you remember the name? Do you remember God's name? Do you remember? They tried to memorize it. They asked each other the day after Yom Kippur, do you remember the name of the Eibishter? Nobody remembered it. So that's why it's called God's Numen the day after Yom Kippur, because the Yidden who spoke about God's Numen, they were asking each other if they still remember the name, but nobody remembered the name. I finished it. And Yerushalmi said the Belzul Mazik, why it used to be called God's Numen. Now we even forgot to call it God's Numen. As it's called God's number. So I want to remind you, it's called God's number. So I have an interesting kasha. We see here the gewaltige Indian, the Shemam Feurish, came from Shemaim into the mouth of the Kohen Gudel. Yoitzim Feurish be Kohen Gudel, and the Kohen Gudel had the gili of the Eibishter, and he was able to say something as Lemala B'dechateve, came out from his mouth, Hashem's name, Shemam Feurish. And the Eden heard it, and said, Baruch Shem. And straight away afterwards, they forgot it. So what's the idea? If what's the significance of coming down as a gewaltige Gili from the Eibishter through the Kohen Gudel, and the Yin should hear the name of the Eibishter, then they forget it. What's the end of forgetting it? If it's the end of a Gili of the Eibishter, they should remember it. They should remember it. I'm sorry, you got a Teretz? Join, come on. I want to suggest a Teretz. Chavonach Akasha. The Pusik says, Zei Shmi Lo Oilam. This is the name of the Eibishter forever. Say Chazal, says the Yerushalmi, Le'ulam, they forgot it. So the Ksiv is Le'ulam, and forgot it, and the Kri is Le'ulam. It's a Stira. Zei Shmi Le'ulam means it's forever. This is the Eibishter's name forever. So you come along and you say, no, Le'ulam, vergessen, it's not forever. It's a Stira, Le'ulam. Meile Chazal darshan it another way. Zei Shmi Le'ulam is Le'ulam. Chazal say that we think Avaya and we say Adna. So Le'ulam, we don't say out the Abish's name. Okay, so it's Le'ulam, it's forever. It's only Le'ulam, we don't say it out. But here, Chazal Mamash darshaning that Le'ulam, they forgot the Shem. They forgot the Shem. If it's a stira, the Ksiv with the Kri. Let me try to suggest the pshat. What's the meaning of hearing the Shemam Feurish and forgetting it? And it's still Le'ulam and it's Le'ulam. How does these things work together? We find an interesting, same sort of idea. A child before he is born, he learns the whole Torah b'maya imoy, melamdim oisoy kol haTorah kile b'maya imoy. And then, you take him around in all the haichulas in Gan Eden, and he can see all the places in Gan Eden before he's born. He learns the Torah and he sees Gan Eden. Then when he gets born, a malach comes, setra al piv, get my cup on his mouth, and he forgets everything. So lechoyre zel bekashe, if he anyway forgets the Torah he learned b'maya imoy, what's the whole idea of learning Torah b'maya imoy? Is a famous teretz from the Rebbe Rav Meilech, Noam ben Meilech, brings it out three times in the Sefer, in Chayesuru, in the Parshas Vayikru, and Lekiv Shashana. Three times by the Rav Meilech, their word. What's the, you know, if anyway forgets the Torah or gets born, what's the idea? So Rav Meilech says, Azoy, a person in this world, in the Gashmistic world, wouldn't be able to learn Torah if there wouldn't be Torah in his Neshoma. So first he has to learn Torah. And he learns Torah, and the whole Torah goes into the Neshoma. Afile, if he gets the Torah, it's still engraved, it's still around the regime, like a person pours shaman oil on a piece of paper, and he clears it off, it's still a roishim. It's always, but the Kedisha, goes away, it stays a roishim, more than a roishim, it stays absorbed in the Neshoma, the whole Torah. The whole Torah is absorbed in the Neshoma. And why does he forget it? Better than you think. If he forgets it, there's no avoider. The Eibishter wants to give a person schar for his avoider. It should be difficult in this world. You have to struggle and work and be misgab on the Yetzirah. He gets schar. But it wouldn't be possible in this world, the Gashmistic world, to be able to learn Torah if the Torah hadn't been absorbed first in the Neshoma. So first Torah, first the Neshoma learns the whole Torah. And they show him Gan Eden and all the Achulas in Gan Eden. And then he forgets it. No, he forgets it. It's still in his subconscious. We know, even in today's medical world, we know there's conscious, there's subconscious. Not everything that's conscious is the Moyach has a subconscious. So the Neshoma also has a subconscious. Although the Neshoma has forgotten the Torah, it's still in the subconscious of the Torah, of the Neshoma. But Meile, later he can learn, it's possible to learn Torah, to bring out Mikoyach El Apoyel. You all know the famous story, I mentioned it. A Yid Zang is in the Stark, lives now in Eretz Yisrael, in Pesach Tikva, who was born, and he was a small child, and he was a son of a Belzechusid, I know him personally, and he was a child in Chayden, and he started saying Torah. Psikim, Gemures, Rambams, Achoinim, Rishoinim, he was called the Yelid Pele, and they took him to the Belzerus Chol Levrocha, and he spoke to him, and he forgot it officially as a normal person, like any other Yid. And of the Yid. But here, the Steiplot gesucht has the Eibishter gewollt wasen, we should believe, we should see, the Metzias, how a Yiddish Neshoma has got the whole Torah in him, and now at times, the 50s, the story happened. Akopunem, so the same thing was a find, we find Belaila Seide. Leider sei der Besuch im Reit, als Beschaß, ich ziehe es mit Zrayim, der Eibischte hat aufgehoben, lifted up Klal Yisroel, the biggest Madrage Leila Seide. And then they fell down, and the 49 days after Count Svire to come back to the Madrage of Leila Seide. Same question. If the Eden anyway fell down from the Madrage after Leila Seide, what was the whole idea of coming out of Mitzrayim, elevating the Eden, the biggest Madrage, and then falling down? The same tenets. The Eden wouldn't be possible for the Eden to serve a Kodesh Baruch and to come back to this first Madrage if they hadn't had observed first. Since they have got ingrained in their neshuma, the lighter side of the big kedusha, they can fall down and then they can come back again. The same way here as well. Avada Yom Kippur is a gewaltige tuk. Yom Kippur tuk where all the nishmas Yisrael become revealed. You see, even in today's times, it's a time when all the yidden kibben a shiel. Leider du a shiel was nicht, aber rov yidden, rov ribbe de ribbe yidden kibben a shiel ra. It's a time when we say, before we start Kol Nidre, we say, Aldas HaMukim, Aldas HaKuel, Unimatirim Lispal Imer Vavayunim. I feel like a person who is a Varyoin is also allowed to come to Sheen. Why? Because Yom Kippur is a time where the Neshuma of a Yid becomes revealed, it comes to Sgala. We say, Burich Shayim Kevoy, because we say it loud. Why do we say it loud? Normally we say, Shema Yisruel, Hashem Rech Hashem Eichem, we say it loud. That's the Eibishter, Havaye. But then when it comes to Burich Shayim, we say it quietly, because Burich Shayim means that Lemaase, in this world, the Eibishter is hidden. It's Burich Shayim Kivoyd Malchisoy, the Malchus of the Eibishter, it's Lo Yilavud, it's forever, but it's concealed. It's not. You can't see the Eibishter revealed in the Gashmistic world till Mashiach will come. So nowadays we say Burich Shayim quietly. Aber Yom Kippur is a day when the Neshuma becomes revealed, and we say Burich Shayim, like Malach HaShuras, and even the Etzahoras, the Sutton, Seth, the Eibishter, Yehavah Zah Am Eichot, Yeshchu Am Eichot Buruetz, Kim Malach HaShuras. Kim Tos, as Yom Kippur is a time when the whole Shem Havaya, the Eibishter is revealed, there's no Hester. Normally we say Aleph Dalet Nir Nid, and we think Havaya. Yeah? Havaya means the Eibishter hoy hoy v'yeh, and Adon means Adon HaKoylim, the way he rules the world nowadays. Adon HaKoylim means it's still hidden. Havaya is the Metzias got Metzias. So normally we only think Havaya, and we say Adon. Aber in the Besamigdash Yom Kippur, the Gewaltige Gili Shchina, the Koye Gudel had the Koye, Hashem's Buch himself revealed the Shem HaMfoyre, Shem Havaya. This is Yom Kippur. Somebody told me a story. Maybe the Olim knows, because nowadays these stories go around very fast. They told me a story that there's a little town somewhere here in hard to get started, somewhere in America, Yom Kippur, and all different people from the town, you never see them coming Yom Kippur into Shiel. So a person came into Shiel, and he came without a capital. So the Gabba comes to this person, wants to give him a capital, wants to give him a siddur. He said, I don't need a capital. He comes, he stands there, on a capital, staring, and he leaves. It's like Kol Nidre. And Shabbat, he keep in the morning, he comes again. This is, I think it was a Chabad minion. He keep in the morning, kimt around dort noch einmal the Yid. Und a couple, he stands there, he looks, he want to offer him a couple again, gunished. He kimt around, so the third time, Bal Neile comes in, nobody want to offer him a couple, he's been here twice, the third time ready. He comes in, on a couple, in his stairs. He says, where's the couple? He grabs a couple, and he goes to the Ugin Kodesh, and he starts saying words with his hands. Then he leaves. And then he comes in again, puts on the couple and talis, and he started crying, and he was standing until the end of Yom Kippur. After Yom Kippur, they ask this Yid, what's going on here? What's happened here? So he says, he's a Holocaust, a child of a Holocaust survivor. And his parents went through the Holocaust, through the war, lost the whole family, like many others. And after the war, Ahmad al-Islam, he lost his emina in the Eibishter. As Echad Tzuras, some Kent Geshein, such as Tzuras, he lost his emina. And this son, the son of his parents, nothing to do with Yiddishkeit, he went to live in a place, in a Goyish neighborhood, Goyishkeit, no, good Yiddishkeit, nothing with Yiddishkeit. Epis, Yom Kippur, he saw advertised in this town, it's going to be a Kippur service in this town. And what Yom Kippur service? He remembered Epis, he heard from his father, Epis, by Yom Kippur. And it, oh, Yom Kippur is a very holy day. Oh, so this Zan, Mr. God, the Eibishter, the one who made the Holocaust, he'll be there. Because it's a Jewish Yom Kippur. He wants to meet this God, the Eibishter, and he wants to Ushrein dem Eibishter. He can't find the Eibishter. He'll find the Eibishter. He has to Ushrein. So he kippt daran and shiel, lal konidre. He's searching for the Yiddish God. He doesn't see him. If he doesn't see him, oder shiel mutter schreien. He left. Sorry. Er kommt später in der Früh noch einmal in Kippe in Schieleran. He's trying to search the Yiddish God. Er sieht ihn nicht. So, oder shiel mutter schreien. He comes to Neile. He saw him. He saw the Eibishter. And he saw him. He went to do in Kodesh. Er hat ihm umgeschrien. Eibishter! Wow, warum ist das Tier? Gehandelt 6 Millionen Jiden, was bist du so gewenig, wem beruhig ist? Ich dachte, schau dir, oh, ich hab dem Eibishter, wo geh mein größten Psack? And he left. And he said to himself, ah, so der Eibishter ist hier. Safe is here. Let me be a servant. I thought he's not here. I've met him and he is here. He's still here. Still exists. Still ruling the world. Ich war ein Balschive. Also ich sage, Zeilen sind Maße, was ich gewinne letztes. Kapune. Die Kinder ist, wir kennen die Zeilen, hundreds of Maßes. Maßes, Mamisch, I think to myself, we Baruch Hashem, trimme Jiden. Aber wir gehen zu Schiel every day, three times a day. We learn, Baruch Hashem. We send our children jüdische Moistes. And you keep it. A bisschen mehr Karuna. But can you imagine a Yid, was he bechlanisch kam, didn't got anything. And he comes, Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur kommt der Schiele ran. It means so much to this Yid, and it means so much to the Eibishter. Well, Yom Kippur ist ein gewaltiger Tunk. If we get better Yom Kippur, how much more is it a Yid, was doesn't got anything? Es kommt Yom Kippur, kommt der Schiele ran. I heard the story about Yom Kippur, another story I heard about Yom Kippur. Now there was this person, maybe the oil was there. So today all the stories get traveled very quickly, but I'll repeat it anyway, maybe it's on a Chiddish for Emerson. In Kippur, if a person who was on business in Europe, and he missed his plane, and there was bad weather, you hear the story, yeah? Is he geblieben dort stecken, in Frankfurt, I say the story with Kitzke, I said, all know it ready, geblieben stecken in Frankfurt, and he comes into Frankfurt, he had no big the Shabbos, he comes into the Shiel, And the Gabbe gives him up in a kittel, with a machse, sits down, and he was very impressed with the schazen was davening very, very warm. But kids say, he goes to the schazen after davening, and he says to him, I was so impressed with what's your davening so warm. So I'll tell you the story the way I tell it. Chazen said, I daven here in Frankfurt. I think to myself, this is the town Frankfurt where the Machshemon Bezichrom wanted to kill all the Yidden and so much blabs, Kain Kazaiche, and they're all gone. And the Shiel is renovated, 2,000 places full of Yidden, packed Yom Kippur. Shall not cry. I get very emotional. He himself is a child from the survivors of the war, and he travels every year from his town to this Shiel in Frankfurt, and he davens for the Umad there, and he gets very moved. But then he said, I'll tell you something more than that. One year, Motzi Yom Kippur, after the oil had left the Shiel, he left the Shiel, he comes out, the big gates of the Frankfurt Shiel were locked, and there was a small side gate. He wants to go out from the side gate, he goes out, and all of a sudden he sees a Yid coming towards him, with like a white silk kapel perched on his head, like nicely pressed, like come out of the cupboard, on his head, and he comes along to the Shiel, like marching. And then he sees the gates are closed. So he says to this chazen in a Russian accent on Yiddish, "For was sind die Türen von der Schule versperrt? Why are the gates of the locked? Of the gate of the Schule locked?" So he says, "Why not? In ich heim der Nacht, was man sagt, kol nidre. Is not tonight the night? Was kol nidre? It was a night late. It was not Yom Kippur." And it missed the davening. So he felt very embarrassed. No, yesterday, he burst out in tears. He was a child of Russian parents, didn't keep anything. Aber Yom Kippur haben sie gehalten. Yom Kippur. If you come, Yom Kippur to Shiel, you're a Yid. Every year I come, Yom Kippur to Shiel. And this year I've missed Yom Kippur. So I'm not a Yid. So he burst out crying. So this chazen had Zeichel. He says, come inside. I'll say Kol Nidre with you. Went into the Shiel. Erziehung zum Umut. He said, Kol Nidre. And he says, this Kol Nidre, I had never, ever felt such Kol Nidre. No Oilem, no audience, nobody to impress. It was a dog shiel, himself, this Yidl and the Eibishter. And he had such, emotion in this Chavidre. Tears came out of his, of his eyes. And if he normally cried, always like Chavidre, remembering Frankfurt and the Germans, this was much more, much deeper, much higher. And every year when he says Kol Nidre, he reminds himself of this gewaltige emotion that he had when he was davening himself with the Eibishter, with his Yid. So Yom Kippur is a gewaltige Zeit. Yom Kippur is a Zeit when the Neshumah of Klal Yisrael becomes revealed, becomes as Galle. Yidin halten Yom Kippur. But we can't stay with Yom Kippur the whole time. We can't stay with Madreige Yom Kippur the whole time. Motzi Yom Kippur, we go back to the normal routine. The matura, the idea of living in this world was not to live in this world like maluchim and to be a malach in this world. The person is in this world, he eats and he drinks, he goes to business, and there's a gashmistic world about till Mashiach comes, it's still asach hes nepunim. The idea, the Eibishter nach Hasriach is when a person goes back to the gashmistic world, and still he remembers the Eibishter, even the gashmistic world. So like we said, like a child, before the child is born, the child learns the whole Torah. But then the child forgets it. The child forgets the Torah. Why? Kedai to come into a gashmistic world to have to serve the Eibishter with their own koiches. But still, in the neshama, zolzam, the ingredients of the Torah, the same way Yom Kippur is a day that gives in life and rochnis to the whole year. But it doesn't stay revealed. We don't say Burer Shaim, loud the whole year. We say it quietly, back to gashmistic world. But we have to remember that we heard the Eibishter's name on Yom Kippur, and although we've forgotten it, it still stayed in our midst, in our neshama, to be able to bring out the koich lapoy, like the child brings out the Torah from the neshama. So in Meile, it says, Gunish kan stire, zei shmi le oilam, is not a stire to zei shmi le ulam. It's emes. It's zei shmi le oilam. Forever, this Shem and Feurish stays in the neshama. When the Yidin were Yom Kippur in the Shil, in the Smigdish, and the Kohen Gudel had this Gilim in HaShemayim to say Shem and Feurish, it went into the Yidin's neshama. And a few later, they forgot it, they don't forget it. Kedai, they should go back to Gashmistic world, and in the Gashmistic world, have the Kedisha, and serve the Eibishter in the Gashmistic world, remembering the neshama. Like the whole thing of a child is born. He forgets the Torah, and it stays in him. We forget the Eibishter's name. But it's not a stira, zei shmile oilam, with zei shmile ulam. Forget, one is mashed from the other one. It's zei shmile oilam. It's forever there in the Yidin Neshoma. It's forever there. Although the ulam, though he forgets it, but it's still there. So in Meile, the day after Yom Kippur, it's called God's Noma to tell us that our failure, we've forgotten the Eibishter's name. Don't think we're back to square one, we're forgotten, forget, nein! Every Yom Kippur kommt daran a new injection of Shemam Feurish in the Yiddish Neshoma. And even nowadays when we say the Avoider, kommt daran a new injection, and although we've forgotten it, we still ask each other, do you remember Shemam Feurish? And it's called God's Nomen. To tell us God's Nomen is still in us. A person has to believe in himself and know that in his neshoma is do ingredients of God's Nomen to give him the koyach and the chizik to be able to survive in this gashmistic world. And Philip, when we say Burich Shaim quietly, we still realize that we still have the koyach of the neshoma in our neshoma. It's interesting. Rashi says in Parshas Shmos, Zei Shmi le'olam is Shema Vaye. It's le'olam, we don't say it. Vezei Zichi. Zichi is the way Aleph Dalet Nei Nid. So we have Aleph Dalet, we have Avaya, it's Ulam, and Zichi, the way we mention it is Aleph Dalet Nei Nid. So my same thing. Avaya means the way the Eibishter is above the world, however we are. Aleph Dalet Nei Nid means the way the Hashem's Ruach rules this world. Shema Yisrael is the way Hashem's Ruach is be'emesnat, in the primus of the world. Burach Shaim is the way we see it in the Gashmistic world. Yom Kippur, we say Avaya loud, Shavam Feurish. The Eibishter brings it down, clear. Then the Neshama becomes revealed. Motzi Yom Kippur, we go back to the Gashmistic world. Burach Shaim is quietly. We don't say Avaya, we even forget Avaya. We forget Shavam Feurish. Shavam Feurish we forget. And we're left with the Adna to realize that in the Adna is behalten the Eibishter. And that's the Hemshech of the Inn of Sikkis. Sikkis is a time when Euchlim, Vishoysim, Vishayinim, Besikkah. The avoid of Sikkis is a hemshech with Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, we get this high elevation of realizing how the Eibishter rules the world, I can lo yachile, lo yishtia, no achile, lacha ashuris. And then we go even higher. We go to the Madraiga of Sikhs, which means that we go back to the Gashmistika world, and we eat and we drink, and we're taking around with the Sikha. What's the Gematria of Sikha? Samach Vov Kofai is 91. Same Gematria of Avaya and Adna. Avaya and Adna. Yom Kippur, Givein Avaya. Als Hechem de Welt. Sikha is Avaya and Adna. We coil the Avaya, the elevation of Hashem Avaya in the Aleph Daladini, in the Adonai coil of this world, in the Kvod Melchisoi of this world, we coil the Eibishter. Interessant, we find the same thing also by Matan Teure. Matan Teure, the Pusik writes in Pashav Ueschanon, Koil Gudoil, Velo Yusuf. So Rashi brings two Pshutim. One Pshat is, Velo Yusuf, the Eibishter didn't stop. The target is Loi Pusak. This voice is still calling out. What's Pusik Pshat, Velo Yusuf? The Eibishter didn't carry, he didn't make it again, forget. The Eibishter didn't reveal himself this way again. Lo Yusuf Laharis voice upon me. The Eibishter wasn't Moisef. He didn't add on to reveal himself this way. He stopped. So it's a stire. The target says Lo Yusuf. He never Lo Pusak. He never finished. Keilu, this coil is still in, still calling Yerusha Melekeichu. And the pushpat is Lo Yusuf. He wasn't Moisef. He stopped. So it's a stire. Say this, it's not a stira. Like we say, Le Oilam and Ulam isn't a stira. Be'emes Naran, Begili, in this world, Lo Yusuf, the Eibishter didn't continue again to show this Indian of Matan Torah. Aber in the Shema Ve'yid, says the Targum, Lo Pusak, is still ingrained in every single Yid of Mahmud Har Sinai. Because all the Yid and all the Shumas were by Mahmud Har Sinai, and every Yid got the disorders of Mahmud Har Sinai. Erev Sikis is the Yuitzat of the Koshet Samagid. Erev Sikis. The Koshet Samagid says, oh, it's the Klal. Oh, the Klal. The Pusha Pshat, the Pusik, Rashi is Pusha Pshat, and the Targum is the Pnimistik Pshat. We find the Targum, a Targum always says the Pnimist, the Mushlo. We say in the Shira, some of the Shira, Hashem Yimloich Loilam Vuet. He will be Melech. Now, the Eibishter can't be recognized. Hashem Yimloch, Mashiach will come, he will be Melech. So what does the Targum say? Machisai Kuaim. It's now standing. Hashem Malchisai Kuaim. So Begili, it says Yimloch. But the Targum always reveals the Pnimius. The Pnimius, as a filler, Choyre, it seems, only Yimloch. But we believe that Kuaim, even now is existing. Kuaim is even now. Lord Malmayo. So he also the same thing. The Pusik says, Lo Yusuf, says Rashi, Lo Yusuf, the Eibishter didn't show again Mahmud Har Sinai. It was once in history, the Eibishter opened all the heavens. Lo Yusuf, he didn't add on to show this gewaltige glory. But says the Targum, the Primus of Lo Pusak, he never stopped. Because every Yid has the koyach of the Mahmud Har Sinai in his neshoma. And this brings the gewaltige inyan of understanding why is Sikkis Zman Simcha Saini? Why is Zman Simcha Saini? The Choyre is an interesting kasha. We know that every day they poured on the Mizbayach Yayin, wine. And Sikkis they poured water. What brings more Simcha? Wine or water? Yayin brings Simcha. Yayin brings Simcha. The whole year you pour wine on the Mizbayach, no Sikkis by Shaiva. Kimtzig ein Sikkes, we pour water. Mish le ruhe simcha zi, le ruhe simcha miyumov. Fus has a gewaltig simcha of water, verkehrt. Wine doch jesere simcha. What's a teretz? People don't feel happy. So what do they do? They drink wine. They look for external ways to make them happy. They drink wine, they eat, they psich das. Wine is external simcha. Yisamach, how can you have to use the wine to make simcha? But there's external simcha. What's water? Water is the mekoyer of chayim. Water is the mekoyer of life. Water has no color. Water has no taste. But the water gives the chias. Mayim chayim. Bis sikkes, a person tries to be besimcha through wine, through chidna ways, external ways. Skim tzigayin sikkes. The hemshech of Yom Kippur, where the Eibishter was megala, the shem am feurish, to every single yid. als sie geblieben, dem Shem am Feuerisch bei every single Yid. A Meile, a person should be happy with his own Metzies, with his own Schumme, with his own Schumme. A person should go around with Simcha, war es a Yid, or the Heilige in the Schumme. The water itself should make him happy. Verkehrt. That's real happiness. If you're looking for external excuse to be happy, they're always finished. They're everlasting forever. But if a person has the minna, the Eibishte is close to him, and the Eibishte is with him, and the Eibishte gives him a Heilige in the Schumme, and as he schlichs in this world, this is a thing that's beemerson on the chiz of a person. Since after Yom Kippur, a person realizes the gates of the Schumme, and although it's le'ula, we forget it, we still chaz a God's nomen, and we still realize that we have the mayim that gives the chiz, the simcha. Yeah, even without wine, even without wine, even without wine. Yeah. Yeah. And the Pusik says, Shafte Mayim besusoin, Mana Yeshiu. What's susoin? Shafte Mayim besusoin, Mana Yeshiu. I once heard a prime Pirkas Shein was here in Manchester, and he said a drusha in the Rodenki Besmedrish. He said, one Dvar Teure. But repeated it about 10 times, so I remember it. It says, the Pusik says in Tehillim, "Mechalti aydeseichu le'oilam, kisesoin libi haimu." When can I be manchil? When can I inherit? Aydeseichu le'toire, le'oilam forever for my children, kisesoin libi haimu, when it's a susan, when it's a simcha, susan. The Malbim said, what's the chilek between susan and simcha? We have simcha, we have susan, two of the shoyim, what's the chilek? Many portions lay different shooting. The Malbim says that simcha means external simcha. V'yayin yisamach. Yayin makes simcha external simcha. Obashavte mayim is besusen. Mayim brings internal simcha. It's a previous simcha. Nechalta nesecha le'oilam. When can we inherit the Torah to our children? Kisesoyin libi haimu. When the children feel that it's be'emesleran our internal simcha. When the children feel that it's a be'emesleran, it's an internal simcha that we have. That is a koyach to give over the children. The children, that goes over be'erisha. And Meile, we say, Leman yaydi doyre seichem, kim besikis ashafti. He said, before she say, Leman yaydi doyre seichem, sikis is a time when we can give over our the doyre for the doyre hasidis, for the doyre. Why? Because, shafte mayim besusen, because sikis is a time when a person is besimcha, but pneumius, not with external things, with a pneumius to give mayim, with his pneumius in the shoma, he realizes his koiches he has, but my living dem, it's a inni leman yaydi doyre seichem, it's a time to give over your children the rish of the doyre. Why? Because mechalte, the Seichel Oilam, when can we give over the Torah? When did the Torah go over to the children? Because it's so in Libya, when it's a Simcha, an eternal Simcha. And the Mephoshim, the Zohar Kodesh brings down the every day of Sikkes, a different of the Spiesen comes to the Sikke. Avuam, Yitzchak, Yaakov. The Mephoshim of Masber doesn't mean external. Oh, it doesn't only mean externally, it means internally. Every Yid has in his Neshome the Kodesh of Avuam, the Kodesh of Yitzchak, the Kodesh of Yaakov, the Kodesh of Moshe. The Kirch of Harem, Yosef and David. We have the internal ingredient in our neshama. So the time of Simcha to realize that we have the koiches of all the Shivaroyim, and that's the in the Simcha of Sigzal Daibish to help, which we zoiche, to hold my emstike, the Mizvansim Chesaini, Soy Libi Haimu, the Chalter Seche Le Oilam, Ragiti Ben Shtua, and Kaltim.